like a lot of GIs, we had a lot of readjusting to do, and unfortunately, my marriage paid a price for that. But you move on through that kind of stuff. Then you got readjusted going back into the workplace. Your mentality, you're used to being so structured, what you do, what you do, what you do. Then you get out here and people, some of them have no clue what's going on in the world. And it was a big adjustment. And realizing, you know, a lot of it was behind you now and you're safe. You had to readjust. One of the first things, they picked me up at the airport and I kissed the ground. I was so glad to be home. They said, what do you want? I said, I want a Hardee's hamburger. And back when I left, they were 15 cents. Of course, they've gone up a little bit in price. But that's one of the first things I wanted was a Hardee's hamburger and a real milkshake. And that's where they took me. So it's the little things you don't realize. So it was rough, but it was good. I wouldn't take nothing for the experience. But you relive it again, you know, people say, well, as soon as something happens to you, you want to get back with your unit, get back with your buddies, get back with your buddies. And that is real. You worry about them, and you never forget about them. And just thankful to be home and family and enjoy the freedoms like we're out here this morning, this beautiful park and this memorial over here, which stands for. So last year, we had the wall that heals that came in. I had a privilege of being from Garner. So I got to ride the lead motorcycle of 125 motorcycles coming down that street out there. And I looked in the rearview mirror, and man, there were flags everywhere. And everybody said, wow. And that was our parade home. I come out here quite often, just sit out here like we are right now and reflect. We get to see our fellow vets and talk and reminisce and talk to the young people. And that's a big deal. I meet a lot with scouts and different things like that. And I tell them, the world's going to be yours one day. And you'll have probably a chance to get in that uniform. So go do your best and save those memories. Stay alive and remember you're protecting your country. And I learned a lot in the military. You learn to work together. I think it made me a better person in life. You can't do away with those memories. It's a dangerous world out there. Price of freedom is really important. I'm a proud veteran. You can see wear these caps. And a lot of people say, thank you for your service. I say, well, it's my privilege.